So today, I want to dive into something extraordinarily fascinating: ghost stories. And not just any ghost story, but one that originates from Leith, involving the peculiar tale of Henry Douglas. Now picture this. A group of friends, after a lively night out at a party, strolls home when they hear this tapping noise emanating from the old tobacco warehouse. Intrigued, they peek through the keyhole and catch a glimpse of flickering candlelight. Can you imagine that suspense?
Wait. Flickering candlelight? That sounds like something straight out of a horror film. What happened next? Did they, like, freak out? Did they think someone was actually in there? Or were they just kind of, like, curious?
Right, exactly. So, they return the following night, still driven by curiosity. They hear not just the tapping, but also this clattering sound and a groan. So, imagine the tension building. They even bring a ladder to get a better look. Now, of course, one lad climbs up to the top, and what does he discover? A cooper working beside a flickering candle, shaping a barrel. I mean, it's like something from a ghostly workshop, right?
Whoa, that's wild. So it's not just a ghost, it's a ghost doing, actual work? Like, how does that even work? Was he just stuck in time? Or was there more to this cooper's story?
Ah, great question. So this particular cooper, who is said to be the ghost of Henry Douglas, finishes his barrel and then, poof, it collapses, and he sighs before vanishing. But here's where it gets even more intriguing. The legend traces back to St. Anthony's Preceptory, where a monk discovered that some wine had gone missing. Now, the cooper, Henry Douglas, was suspected of taking it. When confronted by a hermit, he fled, which led to this haunting.
Oh, so he might have, like, been wrongfully accused. That brings a whole new layer to it. It's fascinating how stories evolve through time. Do you think, like, the ghost might be trying to clear his name, or was it just, he wanted to continue his work?
Now that's the million-dollar question. Perhaps it's a bit of both. You see, folklore tends to carry the essence of human emotion: regret, guilt, longing. The tapping may represent his unfulfilled duties and his yearning for redemption. Or maybe he's just an overzealous cooper who loved his craftsmanship so much, he can't help but continue.
Right, I can totally see that. Kind of like how we might go back to our unfinished projects when we're alive. It's like a haunting version of The Office with ghosts. Haha! Do you think other regions have similar ghost stories that connect work or trades to their afterlife?
Absolutely. Every culture has its own blend of work and the afterlife. Like, take the legends of blacksmiths or masons. They often have their own tales of haunting stemming from their craft. They've poured their hearts into their work, so it naturally carries over, doesn't it?
That makes so much sense. It's all connected, our legacies, tied intricately to what we do. So, like, when we talk about ghosts in relation to our life's work, it simply amplifies the footprints we leave behind, right?
Exactly. And the stories keep them alive. They remind us of both our achievements and our struggles, weaving a rich tapestry across generations. So next time you hear a clattering in the night, it might just be Henry Douglas, still shaping barrels and seeking closure. How wild is that?
I love it. So if I hear tapping, I'm gonna grab a ladder and take a peek myself. Haha, just kidding, but wow, it really makes you think about how much history is wrapped up in these tales. Is there a way for us to piece together more of these stories?